Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest on New York's news and talk station, 77 WABC.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is the left versus the right coming to you live from the greatest city on earth, New York, New York. Chris on. Curtis Lee, we're with you till 5. Curtis, how you doing, baby?
Used to be the greatest city in the world.
I'm not gonna let you.
Have you gone through Midtown? You gone through it's a ghost town.
Yeah, I don't know where you are. You need a new prescription in your glasses.
What are you talking about?
You can't even park in this city right now on a Sunday.
This city is not
revived. No, it's coming back, baby.
You scored the trifecta last Sunday.
Last Sunday I did. I parked this week too. I actually got lucky. I saw twice.
What are you talking about?
This time it was pickup trucks both times by the way. Nothing better than a big pickup truck pulling out in New York City.
When the city was at its best, you would never have been able to find a free parking spot. Two Sundays in a row, back to back, belly to belly, you have found free parking in Midtown.
You know what? Parking's like sex. If you look hard enough, you're going to find something that's suitable for everybody, no matter who you are, even some of the losers that have been ratting us out that we'll talk about later on the show. How was your week, man? You filled in for Frank Morano all week.
Frank Morano, who, by the way, has followed in the footsteps of your hero, Buttigieg. He is milking this paternity time for all it's worth. I mean, the guy may not be back for a month or Sunday.
When do you think he's coming back?
Well, normally, the normal Frank Morano would have been back right away. I know it's the lovely wife, Rachel, and Frank is a nudge. You know, it's like he could not at all be helpful in raising Carmine, who, by the way, when the child was birthed, 13 pounds, it's now already 16 pounds.
Stop it.
And he has the child listening to talk radio, which you know could cause this kid to become ultimately titched. Fly off the deep end.
Well, or he could become a radio host. Who knows? Maybe this kid has got the radio genes in him. Hopefully there'll be radio when he's old enough to be on the radio.
So I'm telling you, I'm believing that Frank is just going to milk this paternity situation for all it's worth. So I'm the overnight guy, and it's interesting. You go through a transition from doing days to night.
Yeah.
Because night is theater of the mind. So, for instance, in one of the other shows, we're going to be talking about this coming up, Chris Cuomo, like the plight of Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
A lot of the callers said, hey, Curtis, you should have Chris Cuomo on Saturdays because I'm on 2 to 4. Throw him a lifeline. Your boss, John Catsimatidis, knows the Cuomos. But then when the question came up during the daytime, absolutely not. Let that guy sink out on his yacht with El Capitan, the dog of Andrew Evil Eyes Cuomo. And I said, you can't. Not the dog.
Yeah.
Chris Cuomo.
Come on,
yes,
now.
Yes, Andrew Cuomo. No, El Capitan must survive.
Unbelievable. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC if you want to be part of the national conversation with Curtis and Chris today. Let's talk about the firing of Chris Cuomo. I was on TV the night he got suspended. I was on Fox News talking about it.
Right. Before we get to Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
I see that you have become a rock and roll hillbilly. And now you're into watching these documentaries, right?
I watched the Beatles documentary, Curtis.
The Beatles.
I 8 hours. I broke it up over a car. I think it took me 4 sittings to watch it. I loved it. I felt like I couldn't believe that this footage that has existed for 50 years was kept from us. It was amazing to me to watch them develop this music in real time. It was beautiful.
Because, you see, you weren't birthed at that time.
I was not.
This is new to you, the Beatles.
Yeah, but this footage was not seen for 50 years.
The 100th anniversary of WABC. And what did the B stand for a while? Beatles, right? Let me tell you, I despise the Beatles.
I don't understand it. You're the only baby boomer I have ever met that does not love the Beatles, especially a radio guy.
You call me a boomer, huh?
I'm calling you a boomer. Okay, boomer.
I tell you what. First of all, I hated Paul McCartney with a passion.
Why?
The guy was all bubblegum music. All bubblegum. Ringo Starr, come on. Did he even play the jumps?
He did. You got to watch this documentary. You'll have a new respect for Beal. Paul McCartney, I mean, get back his bubblegum? Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you, the only one that I would listen to when he was solo, on his own. And remember, they always blame Yoko Ono for the breakup of the Beatles.
But you watch this special, you watch this documentary, you will not blame Yoko Ono for
that. Of course not. Right. And Paul McCartney and his drug-induced psychosis in the Hamptons, because he smokes, what, like 10 bags of Doogie a day, acknowledged that it was not Yoko Ono.
Right. He actually acknowledged it during this special 50 years ago. He's, you got to watch it.
My favorite Beatle, John Lennon.
He was great.
And I'll tell you why. It had nothing to do with music.
Because he became a New Yorker.
Top 40. Not only that, he would walk the streets around the Dakota. He listened to talk radio. At the time, the big talker was WMCA.
Yeah.
So he'd be listening all day, and he'd be frustrated at night like a lot of our callers. But he wouldn't call. He would walk down to the studios, which were like on 56th and 6th. He would walk upstairs. Remember, there was no security at that time. He would knock on the door.
Yeah.
And you know who the board operator was? Jimmy Walker. Dynamite. He was the board operator. He was from the South Bronx.
Amazing.
And it was, do you want to be a bird? Alex Bennett at night. And he would say, do you think Mr. Bennett would allow me to come on air?
And he'd be like, you're John Lennon?
Yes.
It'd be the best thing that ever happened
to
Mr. Bennett.
Right, come on. And he would come on a regular basis, unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, never trust a guy with three names, Mark David Chapman.
Yeah.
Put him into the hereafter. December 8th, 1980.
Tomorrow.
The Strawberry Fields.
Yeah.
Are you going to be celebrating winter solstice in Strawberry Fields tomorrow?
I probably will not, unfortunately.
Taking your clothes off, running around tomorrow.
It's not going to happen. No, no, no. I don't like to take my clothes off in front of people that I'm not married to or doctors. So it is what it is.
So I hate the Beatles. But I threw a lifeline out to John Lennon. John Lennon, I liked.
All right. Well, I'll give you that. But I think if you watch the special, you might have a better understanding of the Beatles. So check it out, Disney Plus. They're not paying us for this plug, but it was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Okay, but you see, it was.
And now I'm watching the Alanis Morissette documentary.
Alanis Morissette?
She's more my generation music. Jagged Little Pill. I think Melinda Katz wrote it. It's a big breakup album. DA out in Queens.
Already you're hitting me below the belt, huh?
Sorry.
Already.
You know what I'm talking about.
You sharpened your talent.
You never heard that song, You Ought to Know?
That wasn't written
by Melinda Katz. No.
I actually sketched it out of my mind. So let's get back to Fredo.
Chris Cuomo. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know about you. I have a brother. Well, I had a brother. My brother died, unfortunately, 2 years ago.
My brother
got into a lot of trouble in his life. He was a drug addict. And I would defend him to the end of the earth. Now, I would, you know, take him to task for his problems privately. But if people came at me about my brother, that's my brother.
Yes.
Right. Now, I don't like what Chris Cuomo did. I don't like the fact that they portrayed him as a journalist. But I don't believe if you're on a major cable network at 9 o'clock, you're a journalist. You're an entertainment personality at that point.
Yes.
So the problem I have with Chris Cuomo is that they portrayed him as a journalist. CNN allowed him to do the Cuomo Brother Act all through the pandemic. They allowed this. So now you're going to tell me that this guy who was helping his brother made a step too far. I think it's probably more to do with his sagging ratings at CNN than anything else. And frankly, I believe that that real estate is very valuable. And I believe that most of the rating goes with whoever is there. But I don't like the idea of saying, well, we didn't know he was helping his brother. Of course he was helping his brother. That's what you do when you have a brother. Am I wrong?
Why don't we leave this to the listeners?
All right,
since I've never had a brother, only sisters.
All right, let's go to the call. The phones 1-800-848-9222 1-800-848-WABC. Steve in Manhattan, you're on with Curtis and Chris.
All right, guys, your ratings just went up because they hear my. Don't forget to imagine, and not only the Cuomo's, not only John Lennon was fascinated with talk radio. So was Joey Gallo from the same Red Hook. Now, Chris Cuomo, I mean, I thought I saw that guy yesterday selling hot dogs down on 47th Street on 7th the other day. But listen, you know he's going to defend his brother. All guys out there who have brothers always going to defend their brothers. I have older and younger brothers. My younger brothers, nobody would touch them because I would protect them to the end of the earth. But the thing is, you got to realize there's a professional aspect to this now, and you got to realize – do you want to cost this guy? This guy's basically paying he's getting paid $1 million a year, $2 million a year to babysit like 40 and 50 year old left wingers every night.
Steve, let me ask you a question. Let me stop you for a minute. You think that these guys on at 9 o'clock are journalists or are they entertainers?
We know journalism has been thrown out the window like 40 years ago.
Well, I don't think journalism is dead. I think there are people who are journalists, and then there are people who are entertainers. The problem is that these networks have blurred that line. I think that's the problem I have with the networks, all of them.
Well, let me explain to you about, and by the way, let me applaud Steve for actually using his real name,
yeah.
Steve from Manhattan.
Just remember that voice so that when he calls with five other names later on today, fellas, you get rid of
Go Buchanan.
Right.
So you could get off on
yeah.
it. But at least he was being honest.
He was being honest. Okay. I like the conversation, Steve.
Now, there was a time where Chris Cuomo was, in the purest definition of the word, a journalist.
Yeah, when he was at 2020.
I'll tell you what, I experienced it. He was my partner for a full month in between TV jobs. I think at the time it was between Good Morning America and Nightline. And
right.
He was negotiating. Apparently, they were basically giving him the idea that maybe it's time to move on.
Right, right.
And so the vice president of programming for ABC Network, Disney owned us at the time, suggested, well, Chris is sort of on the shelf for a while. Curtis, we could team you up with anyone, including the devil. Why don't we try you?
Are you calling me the devil?
You and a lot of other people I've been teamed up with.
All right.
But anyway, the point being is, why don't we try you and Chris out 3 to 5 right before drive time?
Right.
Very important setting on the dial in terms of the day part. And we did a show for a month, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5. Halfway through, the suits, the mockers brought him and me in, you know, for the sit-down. You've been through these before.
Too many times to report.
And they basically said, Chris, we've listened to each program for 2 weeks. You refuse to give an opinion on anything. So he was saying at that time, I can't. I'm a journalist.
Right.
No, my trade, my career is based on me being impartial, just giving the facts, like Sergeant Joe Friday. Just the facts. He could have been a talk radio show host, but he chose to play the role that he was at that time, a journalist. And now look at him within the last few years. Oh, my God. It's opinions galore.
I'm sorry. He hasn't been a journalist. When he took over the morning show, he stopped being a journalist. Those are not journalistic jobs anymore.
What is a journalist then?
A journalist is somebody who seeks the truth, has no opinion, goes out and reports the facts. That is, you know, that is not what these hosts do anymore on these major cable networks.
So then it's more entertainment.
It is absolutely entertainment. Call it infotainment. It's like us. I am not a journalist. I'm here to give you my opinion,
God
tell you what
forbid.
I think.
I didn't go
to J school. I took one journalism class when I was in college. That's it.
And not only that, you have 2 strikes against you. You worked for Chuck E. Cheese Schumer. You worked for Tom Suozzi. Who else did you work for? That indicates the prejudice that you bring
to each
and every subject.
There's tons of prejudice to every subject from things of my life experience, just as you.
Of course, I'm no journalist.
Right, we're not journalists.
Imagine.
By the way, and if we were journalists, nobody would be listening to the show.
It was interesting.
Right? Nobody would be watching CNN prime time.
Right, it was interesting.
Cuomo wasn't entertaining them.
Because you talk about all the substituting I'm doing now since I came back in my failed bid to become mayor. The one hour they would not let me host was the news hour from 5 to 6 in the morning.
Right.
The suit said, Curtis, you couldn't say the news if it was printed on a piece of paper without you putting your opinion into it.
Yeah.
You can't do the news from 5 to 6.
No. And by the way, why would you want to do the news,
but
right?
I agreed with them. Right. I said, yeah, because everything's going to be slanted my way.
And it would be nice for the station to have a break from you for at least an hour.
Yeah, but
a day.
You see, it would be much more entertaining. Than just the straight news.
It would be very entertaining. I don't know who's listening to straight news, but hey, they must know something I don't know. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Going to go to a break in a second, and as we do, I want you to remind you to listen to Bernie and Sid in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m., and here's a clip of the week from Bernie and Sid here. Bernie and Sid discuss Chris Cuomo's firing.
How do you think Andrew feels right now? He got his brother fired.
He basically got his brother fired. Yeah.
Let's face it. Andrew Cuomo was a corrupt politician. We know that from all the stuff he did in Buffalo. The Moreland Commission was getting this close to Andrew Cuomo. He disbanded them. He's just a corrupt guy, and he dragged his brother into the corruption, you know, having him use his journalistic sources to dig up dirt on some of these accusers, essentially, is what happened. And that's why they fired.
1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Curtis and Chris Hahn with you till 5.
It's the left versus the right. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest. 77 WABC. Talk Radio 77 WABC. It's the left versus the right. In the right corner, it's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa. In the left corner, it's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
There we go.
What have you done?
Here's a little John Lennon for you. Knocking on the door at WAMC.
WMCA.
WMCA, whatever
answering
it is.
Answering the door, Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker. Dynamite.
From the South Bronx State. Oh, my God, it's John Lennon.
It's John Lennon? Oh, my God.
Hey, Alex, you think you want John Lennon on right now? Yeah, yeah. Are you sure it's John Lennon? And it was John Lennon.
It was John Lennon.
Over and over, he would come on his own.
Amazing.
Because he heard something earlier in the day that riled him. You know who he was listening to earlier in the day on WMCA?
Bob Graham.
That's right. Bob Grant.
Bob Grant.
The king of talk radio from 3 to 6 on WMCA.
Unbelievable. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Curtis and Chris with you till 5. Curtis will be back at 9.
Oh, but before we bid adieu, I have vetted out some rats.
Yeah.
There are people listening to us now.
Right now.
Who called up about you and me and ratted us out to Greg Kelly.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And they gave disinformation.
Tail Gunner Greg, I'm hearing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Misinformation. Disinformation.
Unbelievable. How dare you besmirch.
Going to play
Curtis
that at the end of the show. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, you know what we do with rats around here?
Mm.
Right, we give them a time
Parmesan
slot.
Cheese.
We give them a time slot in the middays. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Chris in the Catskills. How you doing, Chris?
Right. You made a reference to that Alanis Morissette film, Jagged Little Pill. I actually saw the premiere opening of that with the Woodstock Film Festival, a drive-in with my mom, who actually ended up passing away days later. It was amazing.
Sorry. I hope the song didn't kill her.
So you guys got talking. I want to go on to a topic. Ideological-based politics that's dualistic in nature has destroyed impartial dissemination of news, and unfortunately almost all news is now reported in a way that correlates it or attempts to correlate a particular ideology. Like, you look at the vaccination, it should be based on science and attacking COVID the right way.
All right, so I'm losing him. He's breaking his signal's wrong. I think what he was trying to say was there's no impartiality in news. I don't believe that at all. I think if you read the news section of like the New York Times or of a Newsday or a major week daily paper across the state, if you listen to Jackie Grant, who just left here, she's not giving partiality to the news. She's reading the news. She's telling you what's going on.
Yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, but there's this romanticization of what the old used to be. Walter Cronkite, remember CBS Tonight? Most people watched him.
That's the way it is.
I believe. I stand to be corrected. I think he was from Montana, and the guy leaned hard left. I mean, real. Some suggested that he might have been vetted out, you know, by Senator Joe McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joe
McCarthy.
Yeah, well, who cares? Because Joe McCarthy was a quack.
But news has always been slanted since the beginning of our country. This concept that everybody played it straight, fair, and right down the middle is speeches.
Look, they did not get rid of him because he helped his brother. They got rid of him because of the ratings. They got rid of him because women said, I don't like this guy anymore because of what his brother did, and he tried to help his brother. And he lost his audience.
But notice, they put him on the shelf. Perpetual, we'll call it detention.
Right. For like 3 days.
Right. Perpetual detention. And who was that Skifosa who came on, the guy with the bald head, remember, and said, he'll probably just be on the shelf for 3 days.
Right, right.
Who's that guy? Rotund.
I don't know who you're talking
about. I forget his name.
Yeah.
I call him Skifosa.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said, probably just be. And then you're saying to yourself, this Jeffrey Toobin, here's the guy who was pleasurizing himself on the Zoom conference. They seem to have forgiven him. So you figure
and
it was
you can't catch. You can't see Jeffrey Toobin on TV and not think of that, right?
Of course.
And by the way, we all do it. It's not like we don't do it.
I'm thinking of...
But it's like, you know, he got caught doing it, and he's known for it.
Yeah, but look at what happened to Pee Wee Herman, right?
Unbelievable.
In that triple...
And he was in a place you were supposed to be doing that. It wasn't like he was doing it at like a Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Almost over.
Ridiculous.
But I'll tell you this about Chris Cuomo. Notice Zucker, who gave him the death kiss on the cheek, said... You turned on the family. They used this woman from 16 years ago who used to be Chris Cuomo's boss at ABC. And apparently this is acknowledged by both sides. It was a party, a gathering. Chris had a little too much to drink. He goes, now that you're not my boss, I could give you a nice squeeze. Held her and then grabbed her tuchus, her right cheek. He apologized afterwards.
Yeah.
It's not like it was in the news. He said, you know, I had too much to drink. I'm really sorry. She forgave him. 16 years later.
16 years later.
She has memory retention.
Yeah.
And they used that as the reason to fire him.
Yeah, the reason they fired him was ratings and money.
But was it justified?
I mean, was it justified? I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, I think it's justified to fire your primetime anchor because he's getting bad ratings. That is justified. This is a business. And by the way, it's show business, not news business.
In his prime, when he had his brother on a regular basis.
People loved it.
In the middle of the lockdown and pandemic, the ratings soared.
Yeah.
So against Hannity on the right and Rachel Maddow on the left.
People loved it.
He was soaring. So Zucker and CNN and AT&T, whoever owns them now, they were foot to it.
Right.
They were happy.
It was complete conflict of interest if you consider Chris Cuomo a journalist. For him to be talking to his governor, his brother, the governor of New York State, on the air about a real problem.
But it was highly entertaining.
It was highly entertaining, and it was a ratings bonanza for CNN.
Because remember when he turned to his brother and he said, you got a big schnoz, like a shotgun.
Yeah.
What do you put up your schnoz to test yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, it was funny.
Caring and loving, and he was humanized. But what he was doing was humanizing his brother. I mean, that's why during that time people were saying, Andrew Cuomo should run for president. Thank God we dodged that bullet.
Well... Thank you, Joe Biden, who emerged.
Exactly.
Or you might have had candidates. Because remember, they did away with the primaries because of COVID.
Well, they didn't do away with the primaries.
Well, pretty much, though. Because
we were through Super Tuesday by this point.
Right, but Bernie the Altacaca Sanders wanted to roll it out. He wanted to keep shooting craps. And they said, that's it, it's over.
We're done.
But just say in the latter part, emerging, the man with the nipple ring that all the women love, Andrew Evil Eyes Cuomo.
People loved him at the time.
He could have swept the deck.
He could have swept the deck.
If not for Joe Biden in South Carolina.
Joe Biden, South Carolina, Jim Clyburn, very important.
Well, let's go to the phone calls, 1-800-848-9222.
Let's go to Tom in the Bronx. Tom.
Yeah, hi. I'm almost as old as Curtis, and before Crazy Reagan got rid of the fairness doctrine, there was pretty much fair news, not so much bias. But on this Cuomo situation, here's the difference between the parties and the networks. Just like the Democrats got rid of Al Franken for some bogus charge, the crazy Republicans keep pervert Getz. So CNN dumps Chris Cuomo, yet Fox and all the right-wing nut loonies keep all their lying hosts and garbage misinformation, and that's the difference.
I agree. I mean, I don't understand how Matt Gaetz is still hanging out. I don't understand how Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar puts out a video where he's killing a fellow member of Congress. Why are they still in their jobs?
Well, because they got elected by their constituents, like the squad got elected by their constituents.
There was a time, though, in Congress, not too long ago, like 5 years ago, where you did something like that. You get called to your leader's office. They hand you an envelope with your resignation in it, and they say, sign this and leave, or I'm going out there and having a press conference calling for you to resign.
That never happened to Bernie the Altacaca Sanders for all the time he sided with our enemies.
Look, taking a policy decision.
He was a congressman.
Yeah, but he is not taking a position where I want to kill my fellow congress member. Where I'm out there saying anti-Semitic things like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, give me a break.
Anti-Semitic things? The squad never says that? How you accept
there was
that?
A condemnation of Ilhan Omar, and then a public apology by her.
Is she still on her committee?
Yeah, there was a public apology.
What committee? What committee is she on?
I don't even know.
Oh, you ought to know.
Foreign relations.
Yes. Nothing happened to her.
1-800-848-9222 1-800-848-WABC Let me go to Judith in Brooklyn. Judith.
Hey, guys, you know what? Before I tell you about what I feel about Chris Cuomo, the dodo, that's what I call him and his brother. Yeah, but, like, guess what? I can't believe I'm going to say this because I am a real Trump supporter. I'm conservative. I'm very normal. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think you two have great radio chemistry, and I actually am enjoying the back and forth between the two of you. I like the camaraderie. I like it all, and I hope Curtis steps up, okay? It's supposed to be a bit of more debate, but still, it's a great show with the two of you. I have to say that, okay?
Wait, Judith. I think Curtis is stepping up. What are you talking about? He doesn't let me get a free pass in here.
You know what? Honestly, I think Curtis truly is not such a fighter, that he's more of a gentle soul. I really do. And somehow he's taming you a little, so I'm glad. It's like a very
I think
balance.
We tame each other. I think that's probably why they put us together. But, of course, Curtis is going to be on for 9 more hours tonight, so he has plenty of time to run wild.
Well, Judith, let me tell you a little trick. Before I come in here, Chris is already here. You know, he's got his sheets spread out of things he would like to talk about.
Right.
And I figure I'll do him a solid. I'll bring him a cup of water. But before I come in, I put a little Prozac in there, unbeknownst to him. Because remember, when he was on his own, he was wild and out of control. So it's not me.
Yes.
I'm not the human Prozac to Chris Hahn, but I slip a little liquid Prozac into his water.
I thought I was tasting a little Anisette.
A
little Anisette. That's what my grandmother used to do. Let's just put a little Anisette on him. He'll be fine. Judith, what else is on your mind?
Oh, thank you. So Chris Cuomo, the dodo, he stepped over my red line when he defended and embraced Antifa. Antifa. Remember that?
I don't remember him embracing Antifa.
Antifa is just an ideology. It's not real, even though I had my jaw broken by Antifa. Remember, Judy, it's only an ideology.
I thought my grandfather, when he was fighting in Italy in 1945.
On whose side?
For the Americans.
Oh, with Bob Dole.
I thought
we're going to be talking about that coming
up. Well, my grandfather died 4 years ago. He would have been the same age as Bob Dole. But it's, you know, when he was fighting the fascists in Europe, he was anti-fascist. I thought that was a good thing to be anti-fascist.
Wait a second. Are you sure he wasn't fighting with Mussolini?
No. My grandfather was Jewish. He escaped from Germany on the Kinder transport, came to America, joined the army. They sent them back to Italy and Germany in World War II.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? You should write a book about that.
My aunt, I think, might be writing a book
about
that.
You have to.
Yeah. It was a, you know, he was one of those guys. He was he was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jew. And they sent him back. He was in military intelligence, didn't like to talk about it. You know, saw a lot of bad things in his life, my grandfather.
Wow. And just think, we're celebrating your grandfather's contribution on the day that Bob Dole died.
Yep.
And
Pearl Harbor
Day.
And we
always wondered why he couldn't use his right hand. Because remember, he'd always have to hold it back. It's because he was injured in the fight to take back Italy from the fascists, from Hitler and Mussolini.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, that was the greatest generation. I mean, there's no way around it. The things that they did, but they were fighting fascists, and I get it. You know,
and even the greatest generation took Viagra, because when all is said and done,
yes,
after all the eulogies for Bob Dole, he'll most be remembered for promoting Viagra. The most famous American of that era was the first to actually allow himself to be in an advertisement for Viagra.
Yeah, and I think it was worth it for him in his retirement to do that.
Well, he certainly said it.
I personally think that he's going to be best known for Norm MacDonald's imitation of him that he'd do on Saturday Night Live, which I thought was brilliant. Norm is, of course, no longer with us either, but that's how I will always remember Bob Dole.
Let me give you a little trivia since we just mentioned the passing of Bob Dole today. Who is the only other man to have been president from Kansas?
Oh, the only other man from Kansas to be president? He wasn't president.
He became president.
Oh, Bob
Dole
was not.
Dole didn't.
Right. Dick? I don't know. You tell me the name of that.
Dwight Eisenhower. See that? Right.
Well, he was from a lot of places, Dwight Eisenhower. Kansas is just one of the many places Dwight Eisenhower
Well, that's
was
where
from.
He was birthed.
Yeah, birthed. But he was a military brat because his father was in the military. He moved around. He was from all over the place. But, you know, look, Bob Dole was a great guy, a great man. Bob Dole taught me one important lesson about politics, a lesson I always remember. You can never talk about the past. You've got to talk about the future. His slogan was, let me be a bridge to the past. And Bill Clinton came right back and said, I am the bridge to the 21st century.
Going forward
always beats going backwards.
Yeah, but really it was Michael Buttigieg Rudy. I saw him out on the campaign trail in Florida, in Daytona Beach and in Orlando. And he kept talking about 9/11, which wasn't that far in the past when he ran.
Right.
People didn't want to hear that.
No. They don't want to hear
they
about
did
what,
not
you,
want
what are you going to do
that.
Next? What's your next chapter? 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC.
It's the left versus the right. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest. 77 WABC. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. We've got some rats around here, Curtis.
Yep, they listen. We like the fact that they listen morning, noon, and night.
Yeah.
But dropping dime to Greg Kelly and then giving him disinformation and misinformation about our show.
Yes.
It's a shanda.
And they're like taking it out on me, and I don't even know what I said other than, you know.
We're going to play those cuts later on in the show.
All right. We have what I said, too?
You'll be able to respond.
All right.
Respond
I'll respond
to the rats.
1-800-848-9222. Let me go to Willie in Staten Island. Willie.
Yeah, check out Bizarre Murder Case at CNN.com.
You see?
Yeah, this guy, you know, we got four people working in this booth today.
I don't understand.
And they
this
can't
guy.
Do a background check on these callers?
No, I don't understand this. This guy has the hots for Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine Pirro. So you figure, you call Sundays 11 or 12 after Rudy's on with Dr. Maria, right?
Yeah, right.
He never does.
No.
So, you know, it's like the guy who is fascinated by somebody at a long distance, you know.
But they don't want to get close to him. They're like,
Exactly.
Right.
How many guys did you know, like in high school, were afraid to approach this girl that they were like fantasizing about?
Everybody I knew. Myself included.
That's what this guy, he has this fixation on Jeanine Pirro. Yeah. And he never calls her.
No. He calls us. He calls every other show on the network, but he doesn't call her.
But that is so
she might yell at him, which she should.
That is so indicative of guys who really were grasping for their sexuality. They were really sort of grasping.
This guy doesn't know who he is.
Yeah, well, trust me. He grabbed his sexuality and found out quick.
I think he's a Jeffrey Toobin type grabber is what I think. I'm just saying. And that's fine.
What the hell is he doing back on CNN?
I don't get it. Like, Jeffrey Toobin is okay. You come on back, Jeff. You're good.
Wait a second. You know what? He graduated from Harvard with a B.A. He's an Upper West Sider.
It'd be one thing if he was like a sports guy or the entertainment reporter. He's their legal analyst.
I mean, but what is it?
I mean, come on.
I mean, think of it. You're on a Zoom call.
Hey, by the way, one more thing.
Yes.
There are a million freaking people who could do that job. A million people.
Yes.
And I get it. He didn't mean it, but, you know.
Yeah, but what possesses you? You're doing a Zoom call. You know, you can see all the people you're talking to.
Right.
Most of them, because the workforce mostly comprises of women now.
Right.
And then you're going to be maneuvering your joystick?
I mean, in the middle of a work day?
I mean, what a gavone.
I mean, come on.
But come on back.
You can't wait till the day is over?
You went to Harvard and had a BA and you're from the Upper West Side. You passed.
I don't think he's from the Upper West Side.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
I think his parents were all involved in TV production and one thing or another. So he was like born into it.
Yeah, maybe it's time for another voice. I find it hard to watch him at this point.
Yeah, that problem was he couldn't find it hard. So
I like Joey.
He kept grasping.
The problem is he found it hard, and that was the real problem. I like Joey Jackson. Jackson on CNN. Okay, let's go. Let's keep him up. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Chris in North Jersey. Chris, you're on with Curtis and Chris Hahn.
Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
Hey, Chris, I see you on TV. I listen to you on radio. And the only thing I can conclude is that you're so dumb it takes you an hour to make minute rice.
Oh my God. Wait, did you write that yourself? Wait, Chris. Did you write that yourself, or did somebody help you? Oh, he dropped. He didn't want to engage.
Come on, that was good.
He waited a half an hour.
Yeah, but it was
for
good.
A joke from 1968.
He dropped a bomb on you. That
oh,
was good.
Oh my God, I'm reeling. I'm reeling right now. I feel like my heart is about to fall out of my chest.
His delivery was good. He paused.
He paused,
and then he dropped. He dropped you quick.
Yeah, he started with a happy holidays.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope you guys are doing okay. And now let me drop a bomb on you, Chris. Yeah,
I thought that was brilliant.
You thought that was
five-star top shelf.
You know, I think those concussions are starting to wear on you if you thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, let's see.
Because you can't remember that joke from the first time you heard it back in 1965.
Four major concussions and 12 mild concussions I've had in my lifetime. And do I show any signs of that? Do I? Come on, let's face
You're
it.
You're a little punchy.
Always punchy.
I can't imagine what you're like at 2 a.m. I would wish that I could stay
up. Oh, that's
why
you got to listen tonight. It's a stream of consciousness. It's pure theater of the mind. I tie so many subjects together that it'll have you playing with your dreidel here on Hanukkah, right? Last night, tomorrow.
Is tonight the last night?
I think tomorrow night's last night. You know, my kids are like ripping me off. My two youngest kids are Jewish, Carter and Hunter. So every night they want a separate tour.
Of course. That's the rule.
So 8 times 2.
16.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
8 times 2, 16.
And then they tell me, and they want icing on the cake. They want Christmas presents,
of course,
too.
They get both.
I said, it's Christ mass. They go, no, it's X-mass. Presents.
There you go.
What a shakedown.
Make it happen, man. Make
it's
it rain.
Extortion.
That's why you're working all these hours.
It's a ripoff.
That's why you're working 35 hours a day.
It's a disgraziata agenda.
1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Roger in Astoria. Roger.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well.
Hope you're having a great weekend. first of all, Curtis, we met many times as I helped support you and Vicky Palladino in District 19, and I'm very happy to say that you won in that district, and I'm still a big supporter. I'm not going to get into it. We met many times, but the main thing I wanted to comment on was the last segment you talked about how, you know, congressional members don't get held, you know, to any standard or any like reasonable,
Did we lose him? I don't know if we lost him or they just cut him off because they just
no,
thought
Roger's trying to remember all the times we met.
Yeah.
He's probably going to ask me, remember
way,
Ditmars Boulevard, 1996? No.
I know where Palladino's district is, Little Neck, Queens. Yes. You know how I know this? Because on my way in this morning, I forgot to grab a Red Bull out of my fridge, and I needed one before I came on the air with you. So when I got to Little Neck, I pulled into the gas station right off the highway, and I saw a sign for Vicky Palladino.
That's right, Little Neck Douglas.
And I thought to myself, is she related to that other Palladino?
Bayside, Whitestone, College Point. Yeah, I took all those districts, too. Thank you.
Yeah, well, how'd that work out
Thank
for
you, Raj, for remembering that.
Hey, thanks for bringing up the pain that this man feels, that if only he lived on Long Island his whole life,
and believe
maybe
it or not,
won.
I want a little section of Astoria, which is AOC All Our Crazy Land, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, figure out, how the hell did I end up winning a smidgen of Astoria?
There is a very small Orthodox Jewish area in Astoria and a very small Greek section of Astoria.
Yeah, no, the Greeks are there.
Yeah.
And it's closest to LaGuardia Airport. It's not really further up on
Ditmars. Oh, you won that
Ditmars.
Little corner there.
Yeah, the old-timers.
Yeah,
know,
Jackson old-timers. Avenue by the diner over there.
Yeah, all of them growing grape leaves, Greek grape leaves and Italian grape leaves. I won that section.
1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC if you want to be part of the national conversation. I just want to go back to this Cuomo thing. I get the excuse that they're using that he helped his brother. I get the excuse about what happened 20 years ago, whatever it is. I just wish they would be honest and say, look, he was failing in the time slot. we're going to use this excuse to get rid of him. I wonder if he's got a golden parachute out of this.
Well, you know, that was exactly what happened in the old Don Imus situation. When Don Imus was riding high in the saddle, WFAN would never have gotten rid of him.
For nothing.
For what he said about the Rutgers girl basketball team, which was minimal compared to all the things he could have gotten fired for.
Yeah. I mean, he should have been fired a million times before that.
But they were thinking, wait a second, his ratings are down, the income is down. If ever there was a time to get out of this.
I mean, at the end of his career, he was horrible.
No, you say he was horrible.
Horrible. Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
What do you mean horrible? He was here.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was getting killed by Howard Stern. Howard Stern wasn't even on the radio. By the way, Howard Stern mentioned you.
What?
This week, yeah. That's right.
Did he forget all about me?
No, Howard has not forgotten about you. This is the second time in 3 weeks you've been mentioned by Howard
Stern. I've appeared on the Howard Stern show.
You have?
A few times. And then all of a sudden, I'm running for mayor as Republican. I don't even get my phone call returned because he's become this hardcore Democrat. Because remember, before Trump, he was a libertarian.
I don't think he's a hardcore Democrat. I think that he doesn't like Trump, but I don't think he's a hardcore Democrat.
How come he didn't have me
on? He mentioned you on the air.
What?
He mentioned you twice.
Mentioned me what?
He mentioned you during the race.
2 seconds?
Well, he mentioned you. They were playing a game about topical pornography, and they asked the question if there has been a topical pornographic movie made about you and Eric Adams. and there wasn't, thank God.
And that was it.
I think everybody breathed a sigh of relief.
Did he suggest that everybody vote for Curtis?
This was after the election. I was out running, and I was listening to the show. And when I heard them mention you in this category, I just laughed. I had to stop.
I can't believe this. I'm a cat lover, right?
You are, and so is he.
Right. And yet, I'm a persona non grata because I ran as a Republican.
I don't think that's it. I think that this show he didn't have Eric Adams on. He didn't have any. He doesn't have politicians on.
He's almost never
entertainment.
On.
He's on all the time.
Three days a week?
Yeah, but it's great. It's 12 hours of radio. I mean, it's a one-day job for you, but it's, you know.
Oh, and you, who are here on WABC, who does he listen to? Howard Stern and not the lineup here at WABC?
Oh, am I going to listen to Greg Kelly?
You traditor.
I'm going to listen to Rudy. Really?
Of course. I'm
going to tune in for Rudy.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
Get an edumacation. By listening to Mike Umbadichich, Rudy Giuliani, Monday through Fridays from 3 to 4.
Well, I'm sure you enjoy it. I'm sure everybody
does. I do.
I am very interested to hear about what these rats were doing.
We have a whole group of rats out there who listen, and then they call up Greg Kelly and rat not just you out to him.
They're ratting you out.
But me too.
What did you say?
Well, wait. And then they indicate that you and I substituted for him on Thanksgiving the day he took off.
You did. I did not.
Exactly.
I filled in for Bernie and Sid. I did not fill in for
Greg
Kelly.
Right, but you see, they purposefully said that to try to stir the flotsam and jetsam here at WABC.
It is kind of funny. Somebody asked me to fill in for Rudy. I don't think they are aware of Rudy and mine's history.
Oh, that would have been so good.
I mean, could you imagine
that would have
Rudy
been like a
was getting
belief.
Calls the next day? You know, Chris Hahn was on, and he was talking about you for 2 hours.
I mean, but that would have been true.
Could you imagine? I mean, it would have been big news. We probably could have gotten the Post or something.
That would have been truthful ratting out. They would have deserved their Parmesan cheese at that
They would have deserved their pizza pie to walk down the stairs.
Oh, but I would do anything to be able to hear you substituting for my Kumbadichich Rudy Giuliani.
I mean, it would have been... I don't know how I would have been able to not be incredibly critical of Rudy Giuliani for 2 hours if I was sitting in that
spot.
Now,
let me ask you a quick question because it brings to mind Andrew Giuliani running for governor on the Republican line.
Is he really?
Primary. Yeah, got Zeld in Astorino. But he called up his dad on air with the good news that his wife had delivered a brand new bouncing girl.
Well, congratulations.
Into the world. Then, remember, there's Frank Morano with Carmine, who's now 16 pounds. He's gained 3 pounds in 10 days. Then you had Greg Kelly, whose wife brought into the world a girl, that's the second girl.
Congratulations, Greg.
What is it here at WABC? Have you had a vasectomy? Or
no, I have not.
You shoot blanks or whatever?
I know. I'm very careful.
There might be something in the air here at WABC. You know,
you better watch out. You're the one with a wife who's in her 20s.
No.
I think you should be watching
out,
Curtis.
It's called prostate cancer.
I mean, Abraham had a baby at your age.
Let me tell you something.
Remember Abraham from the Bible?
Oh, I remember the Old Testament.
He was a little older than you, actually.
When you've had prostate cancer and you've had the operation, nobody could ever hit you with a paternity suit. You show the documentation, you see? It's impossible.
Well, if it's your wife, it's not really a paternity suit. It's called alimony. It's called child support.
Yeah, never got hit with that. Got hit with plenty of child support, but never.
This is why you're working.
So.
This is why you're going to be on the air till 5 a.m. today.
Yeah, no kids were ever running up to me going, Poppy, with their mothers.
1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Curtis and Chris with you till 5. Then Curtis is back from 9 to 1, and then again, filling in for Frank Morano.
Yeah, I flipped the script. I go
1.
From being Curtis Lewa. To Theater of the Mind, imagine me, don't, as the Mameluke Frank Morano.
Oh, 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC.
It's the left versus the right. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest. 77 WABC. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Lewa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest on New York's news and talk station. 77 WABC.
Christmas.
1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, how you doing?
Yeah, look at the Genie Machine by Richard Blair.
I mean, this guy calls every minute. 1-800-848-9222.
He's got an obsession with Jeanine Pirro.
Yeah, I don't get it. 1-800-848-9222. Let me go to Chris in Queens. Chris.
Hi, guys. I had a funny Chris Cuomo story I wanted to tell you, and I hope you didn't see this on the air, but I think it was last summer. I was watching Inside Edition, and you see Chris Cuomo's wife is sitting in their living room, and she's doing something on the Internet, a Zoom thing, and you could see into their backyard. And as she's doing her thing, along comes Chris. He's bobbing along in the backyard past the window. And when I say he's bobbing along, he was totally naked.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah, well, they used to do that in Reese Park. Reese Park in the Rockaways, they used to have one section there where you could just strip it all off. And this was back in, like, the 60s and 70s.
Is that gone now? You can't do that anymore there?
No, actually, I haven't really seen that on city beaches.
Yeah.
But everybody who wanted to be a nudist knew that if you weren't going to leave the five boroughs and go down to the Jersey Shore,
well, you could go out
to
Long Island, too. You could go to Jones Beach or something. There's places you could do. Yeah.
You there as a little kid, your eyeballs falling
out. I'm like,
out.
You know, it's funny. When you're like a teenager, you go, oh, let's go find the nude beach. And then you find it, and you're like, okay, let's get off the nude beach.
You didn't find it there.
No. You would find the nude beach on Fire Island when you were a kid, when you were at Jones Beach or Robert Moses.
Now, wait a second. You would take the ferry to Fire Island
Robert Moses is on Fire Island. So is Jones Beach. Fire Island actually means four islands in Dutch.
But, yeah, but wait a second. I have a feeling you may have experimented a little
bit.
No,
I did go to Kismet. I used to be on Kismet on Fire Island.
Oh.
And the last time I had a fist fight in my life was the night Princess Diana died. I was at Kismet. I was at the Kismet Inn. And somebody walks into the bar and says to a girl, Princess Diana died. And you could see the wave of sorrow go through the bar, and all the women start crying. The men are like, what the hell's going on? Anyway, anybody who was hooking up was not hooking up that night. We all wind up back at the house. We're all kind of drunk. One of the guys is yelling and screaming, saying, I don't understand. Why are people so mad? Why are people so mad? They don't even know her. And I was like, come on, man. I remember when Thurman Munson died, I was crying. And he goes, you can't remember Thurman Munson. You were like 5 years old. And he pushed me, and I punched him in the face. And then everybody broke up the fight. The problem was that was his house, and I was staying with one of his roommates, and I had to leave. and the ferries were stopped, so I had to get a water taxi.
You were telling
I had to get a water taxi back to the mainland.
What is that? So his friend, you were staying with his friends. They were gay at that time?
No, Kismet was not a gay place. Kismet was like a college complex.
I'm just inquiring, you know, taking the ferry to Fire
Island. I will tell you, as a progressive, if I was gay, Curtis, I would just tell you I was gay.
You'd come out of the closet.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm gay, man. You got a problem with that?
That's good.
But that's what I would say. As a conservative, you might want to cover that up a little bit because that's what they almost always do, right? We're looking at these preachers. Like every year, we find another preacher preaching against homosexuality that we find out is himself homosexual.
You have a sanctuary. It's called Log Cabin Republicans. You just become
they
a log cabin.
They don't exist anymore.
I've spoken before.
They like three or four of them, right?
Doesn't matter. They exist.
Yeah, there's three or four.
You have a sanctuary.
A huge organization. Yeah, sanctuary. Yeah, that's a sanctuary if you're a Republican. I don't think they're really into it anymore. I think there's not too many. You got to really be. I think the log cabin Republicans have a similar problem to you. They've been hitting the head one too many times, and they just can't see straight at this point.
Trust me, they exist, they're real, and they're coming after you.
Are they coming after me?
Yeah,
coming after progressives?
Yeah, well, of course. Of course.
I welcome it. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Let's go to Richard in Westchester.
How do you do?
I'm doing okay.
I'm enjoying your program. The fellow you were talking about on CNN who was mentioning Chris Cuomo, he'll only be off for months, is probably the ugliest white man on TV and the stupidest. Brian Seltzer on CNN.
Yeah, he is. He's a two-cent plane. He's Seltzer.
Oh, leave him alone.
Go on.
You know, people used to mistake me for him on TV.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they would say, you're Brian Seltzer's doppelganger. I swear to God, I kid you not. I get it all the time. Like, people go, are you Brian Seltzer?
Did you ever meet him?
I've met him, yeah. I don't think we look a lot alike.
Are you
sure?
Did you do a DNA check in Salt Lake City with Mormons?
We look a lot alike on TV.
You share the same politics.
I don't know what his politics are.
Oh, he works for CNN.
You know,
what do you think?
He's a writer on that show, The Morning Show, on Apple TV, which is actually pretty good. Jennifer Aniston's best work, I think.
I ain't watching Jennifer Aniston, please. I ain't a Friends kind of guy.
So nah, you don't like Friends. I figured that'd be you. You know,
no, I love enemies. You should do a show about enemies, the blood feuds, the vendettas that the Cuomos are now going to be involved in. Trust me, they will settle all scores one way or the other.
How? How do you envision them doing that? I mean, I know Andrew's got a huge war chest. He's got $18 million sitting in a bank. I don't know where that's going to go. But how do you, other than that money being spent, and I think it would be wasted, frankly.
Yeah, well, see, if Andrew exhausts his opportunity to run for state attorney general, which would really give him an opportunity to seek vengeance legally in civil court, criminal court. He's got a dossier on everybody. He's like the J. Edgar Hoover of Democratic state politics, and they all know it. So if he can't run, or he runs and he loses, that's it. He's going to be Michael Corleone. He's going to say to Chris and the other Cuomos, we settle all scores. And then, because he still has connections with journalists, he will leak out information that is truthful, that can be very harmful to those who are either inactive or still active in politics.
Well, look, I mean, he doesn't need to run for office to do that. He doesn't need to spend his money.
Yeah, but he still thinks he has a chance to be state attorney general. And let's face it, if you were to run an election tomorrow for state attorney general without Tish James in it, he'd probably win.
I don't think so. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC.
It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
WABC coming at you. Big week for Biden, Curtis.
Oh, huge week.
Huge.
I mean, think of it. He's going to have a sit down with Vladimir Putin.
Mm.
Putin has 175,000 troops amassed on the Ukrainian border, and they're not denying it either. So it's not like, oh, we got, you know, the satellite photos, and they say, that's a lie, we're just doing military maneuvers. No.
Right, right.
They're set to go. And the king of comedy, who's the president of the Ukraine, is saying, they're trying a coup d'etat before that.
Yeah.
So now think of that. And simultaneously, halfway across the world, the Red Chinese are flying bombers in Taiwanese airspace. Taiwan has not responded, but let's face it, it could be one Taiwan guy, you know, with memories of Chiang Kai-shek, who all of a sudden pulls the trigger.
I don't know if there's a guy with a trigger who remembers Chiang Kai-shek, but
he probably has a picture of him.
His parents and grandparents told him about it, maybe. I don't know about him.
So think about that. Let's say that both the Red Chinese and the Russians have had discussions and said, look, you attack Taiwan, I attack the Ukraine. What the hell is Biden and the U.S. and their allies going to do? What, fight two wars simultaneously? The last time they did that was World War II.
Yeah.
And remember, we didn't declare war on Germany. Germany declared a war on us a few days after Pearl Harbor.
Right.
So we then found out it was all a plan.
Yep.
So if you were sitting in the conference room at the White House, not the West Wing, but a conference room with Joe Biden, president, what would you suggest he do if, in fact, this is the strategy to test the strength of America and her allies in fulfilling these non-aggression pacts?
I would say with the case of Russia, I would shut down their oil pipelines and their oil fields. I would make it so – I make it impossible for them to sell oil on the world market, not just through sanctions, but by through action, whether it be cyber attacks or military direct military action on those fields.
All right,
and
so
tell Vladimir Putin.
That's a form of war, though.
I would suggest, they've been doing cyber attacks on us all the time, and I would suggest that, you know, Joe Biden earlier in his presidency said to Vladimir Putin through a press conference, how would you like it if we shut down your oil fields? When they were doing, they shut down one of our oil pipelines. There was a cyber attack on one of our oil pipelines from a Russian-based hacking group that clearly is allowed to operate in Putin's Russia.
Well, the problem is with Biden having closed the pipeline to Alberta, we now want Soviet oil Russian oil.
We don't. It has nothing to do with anything. Oil is a global commodity. The pipeline that was going to be bringing Russian oil sands to the United States of America would not have reduced gas prices. It would have actually allowed that Russian oil to be sold more easily on the international market, necessarily domestically.
If Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden were to do everything you're suggesting, he would consider that an act of war. So let's say
if they're gonna attack one of our allies, that is an act of war.
So
you
let's say
respond.
He tells his T-2 tank commanders all the way to Kiev, take over the whole country,
right.
Forget just the Crimea and other parts. All the way to Kiev and take into custody the king of all comedy, that young president.
Yeah, he's like 35-year-old president.
Right, who still uses Clearasil because he has a pimple, an acne problem. Now, that's one battle. Then the Red Chinese say, let's take advantage of this. Let's take over Taiwan. It's what we've always wanted to do. Are we going to get involved militarily against these two giant military machines?
I think we have no choice in those cases. I think we have no choice in those cases. And I think that Biden this week has to be very clear to both China and Russia that we will. And I think NATO needs to be very clear that they will as well.
But what about if Joe Biden does what Barack Obama did and sort of, you know, close his eyes, say, hey, look, you took a little bit of the Ukraine back when I was there. Okay, we bumped chests. Just take a little bit more. Not the whole thing. Leave Kiev. Leave the king of all comedy in charge and take a few other provinces.
I don't believe that that's going to be an option for Joe Biden. So we'll
see. Then his friends, the Chinese, we remember. Who is that? President who? What's on
Xi.
Second? I don't know who's on third.
President Xi.
Right. President Xi. Oh, my very dear long friendship with Joe Biden. And then Joe said, no, we haven't been friends that long. But he has, hasn't he? What does he do now? I mean, if friends.
Send the 6th Fleet into the region and prevent any attack of Taiwan.
And in fact, if Red Chinese bombers launch an attack.
They won't.
But if they did.
If our fleet is there, which it is, frankly, they won't.
And you believe that President Joe Biden will have his fail-safe moment talking simultaneously on one phone with Vladimir Putin and his very dear friend, even Xi said that himself. Oh, my very dear friend,
Biden. I think the bigger risk right now is Russia and the Ukraine. China has been playing games with Taiwan for 50 years, 60 years, 75 years, let's face it. They've been playing this game for years and years and years. This Russian aggression, which it needs to be stopped. It needs to be stopped in its tracks. And it's not just the United States problems. It's an entire European problem.
But they're basically saying the Ukraine was ours. No. You guys took the Ukraine from us, and then immediately you embraced them into NATO.
Well, they're part of NATO. I don't know what to tell you. It's over. You're not getting it back.
So basically, if we got to go to war, we got to go to war.
I don't think we're going to war.
You think the French have our backs? Come on.
The French better have our backs, because why would he stop?
You think the Germans have our backs?
Why would he stop at the Ukraine? I mean, there are other, you know, then he's going to go into Estonia and Latvia and all of the other former satellite Soviet countries over there. He's going to try to rebring.
You left out Lithuania. He's going to go three, right?
He's going to take all three.
He's going to run the board.
Absolutely. He's going to keep moving out. Why don't we take back Eastern Germany? Like, what's stopping us?
Well, let's find out from our many listeners out there now that Merkel is no longer there to stand in defiance of Vladimir Putin.
1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC, if you want to be part of this national conversation. Let me go to Drew in White Plains.
I just wanted to say, first off, I love listening to you guys show that you guys can sit down and have two completely different opinions and still sit there and talk. I feel like journalism is dead as far as when it comes to politics. I feel like nobody wants to tell the truth, and people just want to pander. Either you're going to pander to the left or the right. And even with this New York governor's race coming on, I mean, anybody who thinks Andrew Giuliani or Lee Zeldin or Rob Astorino has a shot is just completely out of touch with New York politics. And it's like, if you're somebody on the right, nobody even wants to call it out. Like I said to Curtis last week, there's plenty of good candidates that could have ran, including Harry Wilson, that's right up the street from me in Scarsdale. Like, I just don't get it. And it's like nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, Drew,
nobody wants to accept
it. When you look at the demographic maps, to win New York State as a Republican now, you have to get 30% of the New York City vote. I know how difficult that is because I just about got 30% in the mayoral primary. It's a very difficult task. So you know you're going to win upstate. When you looked at the last election of Andrew Cuomo, who in the primary said, "How dare you, Cynthia Nixon, challenge me? How dare you?" But then ran against Molinaro. He crushed Molinaro. But there were whole swaths upstate that were all red.
Yeah, where nobody lives.
Yeah,
the parts of upstate where people live went to Cuomo.
Yeah.
Albany, Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, those all went to Cuomo.
No, I know. But if Molinaro had gotten 30% of the New York City vote, it would have been neck and neck.
He would have needed to have gotten 70% of the Long Island vote, too. And it, or, excuse me, 65% of Long
Island. That's what Zeldin is banking on.
Well, it's just a pipe dream for him. I mean, he would be lucky to get that number in his own district, congressional district.
And don't count out Andrew Giuliani. I've been out there. I've seen him campaigning in hostile areas. Now, we're not talking about friendly areas. The guy is a great retail campaigner.
He dives right into the crowd. I don't think so. No.
The name resonates.
Yeah, the name resonates with a few people. But I don't think when they actually meet him and see him campaigning, what is his claim? I mean, at least Astorino ran a big county. Lee Zeldin was a congressman and a state senator. What is Andrew Giuliani's claim on it?
He's a son.
I thought you hated that. I mean, we hated
nepotism?
That.
Nepotism?
Yeah, I thought we hate nepotism.
Oh, so you mean.
I hate it.
You got all bushed out, right?
Yeah, I'm all bushed out.
41,
I'm all
43,
out.
I'm all Cuomo'd out.
I'm all out of anybody.
All Clinton'd out.
We are Americans. We do not promote kings and queens here.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you up next, because you worked for a form of royalty. He's not alone. Chuck E. Cheese Schumer.
Former royalty. This is a guy who came from nothing. His parents were his father was an exterminator.
I heard that story.
He was not the son of a senator. He ain't no senator's son.
I heard that story.
Another
many,
son
many,
many
times. His father unfortunately passed at the age of 98 this past week.
Yes.
A day last after week. He and I were the keynote speakers at the Chinese banquet in Chinatown. Let me tell you something. He was not a happy camper to see me there. and then I think he celebrated a birthday. But he's running for office again, and he's not alone. There are others. Term limits. He is the poster child of term limits. It's time to go.
I think we have a term limit. It's called an election.
Right, but a president runs two terms. That's it.
Yes.
You're out.
It's a lot of power being president.
But the point is, there's a lot of power being majority leader.
Yeah, well, he's only been majority leader for a year.
may not end up after the midterm elections if he gets elected.
It's been
elected.
1 year as leader. I mean, give him a break.
But think of it. With all midterm elections, and I think even you would have to acknowledge the Republicans have a very good chance of taking back the House.
I think they're going
to
take back the House.
Maybe the Senate.
One thing that'll stop them, and we won't talk about it on the show today, is if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, it could be a problem.
Understood. Yeah. But here it is. There are serious challenges underway in New York by Republicans who now feel, wow, we got to ride the tsunami to victory, including the governor's race. Serious challenges. Mm-hmm. No mention of a challenge to Chuck Schumer. What is this guy? Is he a deity?
You know, the guy
what
works.
Are
the guy works
doing?
Hard. He's all over the state every single year, visits every county in the state.
I know, when Harry Reid was running over and over, he had challenge after challenge.
Right. McConnell, very different state, Nevada.
McConnell, Kentucky, challenge after challenge. Basically, they give Schumer a pass. Every 6 years, can you remember any of the Republicans who ran against Schumer?
I mean, I worked on one of the campaigns against him. I don't remember them.
Exactly. trust me. If there's one thing I'm going to do is make sure there's a serious challenge.
Why are you going to do that?
To Schumer.
Why are you going to do that to me? You're going to put me in a bad spot.
He's bad for America.
I'm going to have to take you out.
Forget New York. He's bad for America.
1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Mike in Princeton, you're on with Curtis and Chris on.
Yeah, Chris, can you hear me?
We got you. Well, we had you, Mike, and then he's Brian. And I wish people would call us from good cell service areas. You would think Princeton, New Jersey, they'd have some nice cell phone service.
Yeah, but they're basically run by the Red Chinese there. So they're probably, you know, it's G5.
In Princeton, New Jersey?
Hell yeah.
The town itself.
You know how many Red Chinese students go to Princeton University?
And they're not just trying to get ahead? Give me a break.
You know why they're going to Princeton University? To insert themselves as covert operatives. Just like Stony Brook near you.
The last
time I was at Stony Brook, is there an American who goes to Stony Brook?
Yes, there are many.
Red Chinese?
And there are many Asian Americans there as well.
Did you vet them out? Did you find out which age? Are they from Taiwan? Are they from Red China?
By the way,
when
you come out to visit me in Stony Brook, we are going to go get Vietnamese food. Have you ever had it?
Yeah, I've had Vietnamese.
I love it. I just discovered it.
But we can't bring Nancy. Nancy has nightmares. She went to Stony Brook, you know, middle class, so she had to get a job to try to pay her student loans.
Yeah, yeah.
She had to make 400 pizzas a day in the cafeteria for all the red Chinese students who were being subsidized by President Hu.
President Xi.
Whatever.
President Xi. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Joe in Manhattan. Joe.
Hi. Listen, I'm sick and tired of this Russian bashing because it's out of place completely. If you are in Mars or a really neutral person, you will realize that 28 countries, NATO members, are ganging up on Russia, right? There's no more Warsaw. It's gone. You know?
Yeah.
What is that? Warsaw is gone? I'm Polish.
The Warsaw Pact.
Pact. Okay, all right. I wanted to make sure.
No, they're all gone.
I slept a little late. I slept 5 hours today instead of
four. My God, 5 hours.
I want to make sure Warsaw is still there. Warsaw, Wisconsin? Is that right? Is that Warsaw,
Wisconsin? I don't think anybody's ganging up on Russia. I think Russia's a bad actor. And I think they were a bad actor before Trump. They got worse during Trump. And I think something needs to be done about it, frankly.
Oh, wait, now wait. You're puffing your chest. You're acting a little jingoistic here. Something must be done.
Yeah, I think something needs to be done. I think they need to be held accountable.
Are you banging the war drums?
No, I'm not a war guy. I don't want to see war done. But I think that you fight fire with fire. They have been cyber criminals, I think, around this world. And I think that the rest of the world needs to not take it lying down and need to fight back. And we have the ability to do it, and we should use it.
You think President Joe Biden, though, will be the guy to do that?
Yes, I do.
And against the red Chinese president?
I don't think President Xi is attacking Taiwan. They want to make money. They don't want to have wars.
Why did he call him my very dear friend? Why did he go out of his way at the beginning
it's
of the discussion?
It's called comity. You know what comity is? That's how you. That's diplomacy.
No, there was no comity in that discussion.
Comity, not D, T, with a T. Comity.
Comet. That's what I used to, you know, with Ajax, used to scrub the sink in the bathroom.
Back when you were working at McDonald's.
No, at house. That was my chore, to clean the bathroom.
It's diplomacy. It's the ability to say nice things about your adversary so that you lower the temperature of the
debate. Well, you certainly don't do that.
I do it here all the time. I say nice things about you.
Well, wait. Coming up next. I wonder what you're going to say about the rats.
Oh, those rats.
Who went out of their way.
Those dirty rats. Those dirty, dirty rats.
Over a series of days, not even one day.
I say one thing about my friend Greg Kelly, and he is a friend.
I am just giving you...
I just say I don't believe anything he says.
What are the milder cuts? I'm not giving you the cuts that had hot sauce on.
Oh, my God.
And then I want you to respond, Chris.
I will respond.
Because they also took shots across the broadside of me. Across the broadside?
How dare they? You are...
I think I convoluted that.
I was going to call you a national treasure, but you're really not national. You're a local treasure. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC.
It's the left versus the right. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest. 77 WABC. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Curtis and Chris with you till 5 o'clock. Then Curtis comes back at 9, and he's here till 5 a.m.
Yeah, but I split like an amoeba. I do your typical Curtis Sliwa style show.
Right.
We'll be doing a We Be Thugging update about all the crime that's been taking place here. And naturally, the shooting galleries coming to a neighborhood near you.
Oh, okay.
I have some...
scare them until listening. All right, got it.
Tidbits of information on that. So I'm just straight Curtis Sliwa, and then I flip the script, and I become like the Mama Luke Frank Morano. Theater of the mind from 1 to 5 as he milks his paternity leave like Boudichet, 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 Boudichet. He may never come back to WABC. You know, there was never paternity leave. When you were birthed, right?
Yeah.
Was your father out on paternity leave?
My father was 17 years old, so I don't think they let you off from high school.
17?
I don't think he actually...
Didn't your father know about birth control?
No, clearly he did not.
So, there was no such thing as paternity leave.
No, no.
I think he was driving a cab. My wife, you know, the one that I'm shacked up with, you know, the one I'm common law with, she needs me. She needs me. In the meantime, you know, she doesn't need the guy. If anything, the guy is a pain in the neck.
I know that the mother of your children wanted you as far away as possible.
Yes.
But I feel that Frank Morano's a little more nurturing than you.
Because
he's
a Mama Luke. Well, the kid has gone from 13 pounds, believe it or not, to 16 pounds in
The kid has a very visceral reaction to your voice, is what I'm hearing over there.
He actually has his kid listening to me, which is going to be traumatic.
It's going to be very hard on the kid's speaking ability. He's not going to develop proper English if he's listening to Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah, but it'll be good if he just stays on Staten Island. Remember, that was the one borough I won in the election overwhelmingly.
Well, I mean, I guess they'll be able to speak in the native tongue over there at Staten Island if they listen to you.
But anyway, there are rats out there.
Rats.
We're listening as we speak.
Those freaking rats.
And my favorite program now on WABC is actually Greg Kelly from 1:15 to 3 Monday through Fridays because it's a stream of consciousness. Huh? It's not just a repeat of his TV show at night at Newsmax at 7. That's the way it was when I first ran for mayor, and they were just sort of finding...
Kind of putting him in there, yeah. So he's finding his radio. I haven't listened. I will tune in.
It's a great stream of consciousness about a wide variety of issues, not political, cultural, social, just things that come to his mind at that moment. And then all this past week, every day... The rats were calling up. And
they're trying to twist him a little bit.
Twist him against not just you, but against me. I'll give you the tail end of Greg Kelly's response to what had been a whole panoply of callers.
I mean, how many hours have we, you and me, I know you specifically, you call in a lot. We have a mind meld on a lot of these issues. And the one time you hear something, I will say it's disgusting, from Chris Hahn, the way he spoke about Ashley Babbitt, you know, you're going to say, and WABC, I mean, come on, let's make it, this is one of those things where I want you to make it personal, all right? I want you to personally hold it against Chris Hahn or whatever his name was, who was substituting. John, I thank you. Okay.
Now remember, the premise of this was that somehow you and I had substituted for Greg on Thanksgiving, which was not true.
No, we did not.
But
we got the big show,
right?
The Bernie and Sid show.
But the rats, the callers, through misinformation and disinformation, made it seem like we had violated his sacred turf.
And by the way, Ashley Babbitt was a terrorist, and she got what she deserved.
Okay, but you've said that. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt. Then, I admit it, I own it, and I believe it.
Another caller piles on. I mean, they were just coming out en masse, these rats.
I know you spoke about Chris Hahn already the other day. Being on with Curtis, I had called up. I just can't believe Curtis never corrected him for all the false allegations. He's as instigated. To me, he's one of the people that's starting all this trouble, Chris Hahn. I just can't believe nobody smacked his teeth out.
Well, seriously. Number one, we don't smack people's teeth out when we disagree with them, all right? All right? Right? Right, Peter? No? I can't get you to commit to nonviolence? Come on. Beat him with your ideas and your words. You're not going to smack his mouth out.
Yeah, but they every time I call Chris Hahn, if you start calling him out on things, he just hangs up on you.
Well, I'm known to do the same thing.
So you see, your brother's in solidarity.
Well, we got the same trainer.
He says you do the same thing. But notice how this guy tried to pimp off the other calls and then tie me into it, like all of a sudden, I'm not saying nothing.
I smack my teeth in. I mean, can
no, but let's face it, to Greg Kelly's defense, he was Mahatma Gandhi there.
He was. Good for you, Greg. Good on you.
He didn't suggest that the guy punch your schnoz right down your throat.
No, he was doing the right thing. I appreciate
that. And then he had basically had enough. It's like half of his show were callers. Ratting us out. Yeah,
about us.
Our show, three to five on Sunday.
3 to 5 on Sunday. You want to fight with us? You want to argue with us? Call us. And we got a lot of callers here. But one last thing.
This is the pièce de résistance.
The pièce de résistance.
All right. Yeah, that Chris Hahn guy. That's his whole brand, coming on and making everybody mad. That's kind of what he does. He calls himself the aggressive progressive. Well, watch your mouth. All right. Look, yes, I've met him. He's actually a pretty nice guy in normal life. But then you put a microphone in front of him and he just annoys everybody. What are you going to do? All right. Hey, every now and then I take a day off.
See, he thought that you and I had substituted for him because the callers kept implying that while you were away, they were there, which just added fuel to the fire. And he did acknowledge that he knows you.
Yeah, I know him. I've known him for years. Done a lot of TV with him.
But wait a second. He came from what? Baldwin, Long Island, I think?
I don't know where he's from.
I think he grew up in Baldwin.
I don't know where he's from.
And you grew up where?
I grew up in Center Reach.
Okay,
out of Long Island, yeah.
Right.
Similar towns, right?
Yeah.
Landlocked places on Long Island.
It could be it could be miles away, so
yeah, it could be, you know, he's in Nassau, I was in Suffolk.
So you have a lot in common here, and he said that when
we did Channel 5 together for years.
Right, when the camera's not on, when the microphone's not on, you're a civil individual, you're a good individual. Then all of a sudden, lights, cameras, actions, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my photo.
I am a provocateur. I don't know what to tell
Agent
you, man.
Provocateur.
This is my job here. You want me to come on the air and make you all happy and lull you to sleep? Like some of the other, you want me to be like some of the other hosts here that just don't make you think at all? Oh my God, I'm making you question your beliefs that you lull yourself into believing because you don't listen to any other opinions. I'm sorry. I'm going to give you a different opinion. That's what makes our show special.
But you see, our listeners wanted to turn Greg Kelly against you with misinformation.
With misinformation. I was not hosting for Greg Kelly. I was hosting for Bernie and Sid.
And see, that's what he took
umbrage. I was asked to do Greg Kelly's show, but I couldn't.
That's what he took umbrage to.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? He said, look, and we don't have the cut of that. He said if he's on other day hours, night hours, that's his business, his BIP business. But the fact that they would put him in the show that I do, and I only take one day off all year, Thanksgiving Day, is un disgraziato.
1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. I'm going to go to Jennifer in Boston. Jennifer.
Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jennifer.
All right, sorry, the phone sounded like it cut out.
No problem.
Can I ask you, because I don't want to make an accusation, I want to make sure this is a fact. Did you say that Ashley Babbitt deserved to die for being at the Capitol?
I don't like anybody dying. But when a police officer says, stop or I will shoot you several times, and then you don't stop and you get shot, that's what happens. And okay, she was in the Capitol where she shouldn't have been. She was trying to break into the House chamber where there were members, elected members of Congress from both parties on the other side of that door. And the police officer didn't know if she had a gun, what her intentions were. They asked her to stop and she didn't. She was radicalized. I blame the people who radicalized her as much as I blame her. But she did not obey orders. And she was someplace where she shouldn't have been with violent intentions.
But Chris, let me ask you, how many people that have been killed, Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, that was killed by a cop, do you think he deserved to die when
no,
he didn't put...
I don't.
When he found the taser that he stole from an officer after he beat two officers that were trying to cuff him, he didn't deserve to die.
I think that when the cops tell you to stop, you need to stop. And I think that when those situations come, whether or not they deserve to die or they should have been using more lethal force, but you're talking about a woman who was in the Capitol with violent intentions. That is my problem with her.
Why is the cop being charged with murder?
Hey, look, there's going to be a trial, and the cop will be able to be tried and by a jury, and we'll see what happens.
Now,
Most of the time, they don't get convicted.
You know what you're sounding like now, Chris Hahn? You're sounding like an NRA guy out there who is defending his property, stand your ground. You know, someone has done a home invasion on you, and you clip them, and you clip them.
This was a woman who was told, stop, we will shoot, we will fire, several times. This was not like somebody who was just like, you know, don't comply once. No, she was told several times to stand down.
So if you were in your home and that gun that you have that you've never acknowledged, you took it out of your bassinet or whatever it was.
Right.
And you aimed it at the home invader and you said to the guy, stop, I'm going to shoot you, stop. And he keeps coming and you shoot. You can justify that.
If somebody broke into my home.
Yes.
And I took them out.
Yep.
If they broke into my home and they had violent intentions, they're not going to last.
Mm. God, you sound like you're a right wing NRA supporter.
It is very different.
Law and order.
It's very different. I'm not. But I do believe that. When you are in a situation like those Capitol riots, you broke through two lines of police officers. You have been warned that you're not supposed to be there. Now you're trying to get into the House chamber. What would she have done? What would that mob have done had they got onto the floor where those House members were hiding? What would they have done?
Well, maybe,
I think that officer did the right thing by putting her down.
Maybe like that guy who got...
And by the way, I'm not happy that she's dead.
No, I understand. But right. Like that guy who made his way in there, you know, with that Viking hat on, who was just sitting at some desk there, you know, just having a sandwich. Wasn't he the first sentence? That crazy guy?
4 years. See you later. The shaman. QAnon shaman.
Was that not a crazy guy or what?
Well, there were no senators on the Senate floor. Right. There was nobody blocking him from getting into the Senate floor. Had there been senators on that floor being protected by Capitol Police, he would have been shot, too. Justifiably, frankly.
It would have been much more difficult.
Or maybe he would have turned around like a normal human being and left, which is what Ashley Babbitt should have done. She should have turned around and walked away. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. People want to talk about this now. All right. Let's talk about it. Michael in Brooklyn. Michael.
Hi, this is Michael from Brooklyn.
Yes, Michael.
Yes, am I speaking with Curtis and his associate?
I don't know if I'm his associate. I don't want to go that far. I mean, I like you, Curtis.
It's the law firm of Curtis, and Hahn.
It's Sliwa Hahn, Sliwa and Hahn, LLP. Yes.
Matter, that's fine. But what you said on the air about Ashley Babbitt deserving what she got was really appalling, sickening, inhumane, and an insult to Curtis and an insult to ABC Radio and an insult to everyone who listens to you. I demand, as do many listeners, that you immediately apologize.
No, I'm not apologizing. She was a terrorist, okay? She was a terrorist, and she was trying to kill elected officials. She had bad intent, and I am not apologizing.
And not only that, you didn't use the other defense in this subject matter,
ever since that day, AOC, All Out Crazy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has had nightmares, right? She said she has nightmares.
Many members of Congress, I'm sure, has had nightmares about this post-traumatic stress disorder brought on by that day.
But
many of them are leaving Congress as a result of that.
I understand, but they don't seem to be sympathetic or empathetic to all those people who have survived home invasions, you know, where all of a sudden they would have had the person locked up if they got a gun and if they shot
I'm sorry. If somebody is invading your home, you have the right to defend your home. It's called the Castle Doctrine.
Well, see,
But
this makes you a logical liberal.
Yeah, I'm logical about it. If somebody breaks into my house and I want to take them out, I will. You know, the Beatles were doing that song, Maxwell Silver Hammer. It's going to come down on your head.
I hated the Beatles. I really hated the
Beatles. 1-800-848-9222. Mike in Forest Hills. Mike.
Yes, one quick question for you, if I may.
Yes, sir.
If Babbitt were black and the officer were white, would you feel the same way?
Yes. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC.
It's the left versus the right. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest. 77 WABC. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
What is this one? I don't know this song. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC.
Let me throw you a lifeline, because I don't want you to die on the sword of Ashley Babbitt here.
A lot of people want to talk about this now, huh?
If knowing the Capitol Police, just looking at the utility belts that they carry, like most police do, you know, they have multiple options. You think maybe a stun gun tased her first before they popped her?
It was a big crowd trying to get through that door. She was the first one through, which is why she died.
But as a Monday morning quarterback, thinking about it, and I don't know if the Capitol Police officer had this on his utility belt, if he had had a taser, should he have tried to have tased her first?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you see, he is a logical liberal here.
I also want to know all these people calling out to defend Ashley Babbitt. If her name was Abdul Babbitt, would you feel the same?
Well, let me ask you that question.
Yeah.
If she was coming in with a schmata on her head, going, Allah Akbar.
I think that when you are in the Capitol and there are police officers barricaded behind a door protecting members of Congress that you are trying to hurt, let's face it, they would have hurt them.
Okay, you're being consistent.
The police officers were completely justified. And by the way, I'm taking calls from people here who want to yell at me about it, but you are all wrong. 1-800-848-9222. Andrea in Huntington, you're on with Curtis and Christopher Hahn.
Hi. First of all, Curtis, thank you for your service all these years. I only wish you were our mayor or our upcoming mayor. So
this open wound they keep picking at for you. I'm sorry.
And Chris, I have to say, she was lifted up by orchestrated people, and it was all planned. It was all planned. And if the roles were reversed, and I am not a racist. One of my best friends is black. I don't care about a kid, a skin color. However, if it was the other way around, we'd all know that police officer.
Would you be calling the police officer? Identified himself, frankly. Would you be calling to defend her if she was a Muslim?
Absolutely.
No, you wouldn't. You're lying to me. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC.
She claimed that there were covert operatives in there.
It's ridiculous.
Members of Antifa, maybe Black Lives Matter, who boosted her.
Yeah, none of that's true.
Without which, she could never have gotten through that window. Right.
There were other people that boosted her. I'm sure there were men. They were cowardly men.
Did we ever vet them out? How do we know that they're not members
Everybody
of
who was in that building on January 6th that shouldn't have been there needs to be prosecuted. And you know what else? The people who put them up to it need to be prosecuted. Okay? They need to be prosecuted.
So you're basically
the Roger Stones, the Steve Bannons, the Donald Trumps of the world.
A RICO conspiracy.
Yeah, it was a conspiracy. There were people there that put these people up to it. We are finding it out through the January 6th committee. I'm sorry. I don't want to see anybody die.
You're confident in the committee, the House committee that's researching.
I think that they are doing their job. I don't know if I'm confident that they're going to get to the bottom of it. They only have a year because they're probably going to lose the House unless, of course, the Supreme Court.
Well, that means they'll take the easy pass approach like they did. Remember when they impeached Trump? Remember the second time around?
Well, they are taking the easy pass. They've interviewed over 300 people already, this committee. We don't hear about all the work they're doing. A lot of it's being done behind closed doors, but there's going to be a report, and it's going to be damning.
Now, is anything behind closed doors nowadays on the Hill? Democrats, Republicans, they leak what they want to leak.
Well, they're being very close-lipped here. Very close. And it's a bipartisan committee. There are Republicans on this committee. I know that they're not Republicans people like. I mean, Liz Cheney all of a sudden some liberal. I don't understand that.
How come they don't have Jordan on there? The guy who never wears his jacket.
Jim Jordan, because they don't want to have anybody harassed and then covered up for it like he did at Ohio State. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Jimmy in Staten Island, the land of Sliwa. Jimmy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to know one thing. I want to make a statement because my mother's up about 300. Here's what I want to say.
Okay.
Let Mrs. Babbitt rest in peace.
I agree.
Be amended with her. Let her rest in peace. Forget about it. But what about these so-called terrorist Shimonu the morons that did what they did? Why must they rot in the Washington, D.C. jail and be treated like subhumans? Why? Was
they're in jail. What do you mean? You think these terrorists that invaded our capital tried to overthrow an election? They should be let out?
Now, wait a second. Christopher Hahn, you want Rikers Island closed, right? I think you'd like community jails to replace them.
I'm not interested in making it easier for people to walk the streets who should be behind bars if they're violent offenders.
Oh, my God. You're sounding like a logical liberal here.
If you're a violent offender, you know, go to jail.
Logical
liberal.
If you're
trying to overthrow the government of this country by force, go to jail.
Logical liberal. And yet you're going to throw it all away by dying on the Ashley Babbitt sword.
Well, they want to talk about Ashley Babbitt. I've touched a nerve.
Why don't you?
I have a feeling they're going to call Greg Kelly's show later in the week and say,
"Of course they are."
You know, which is where this came from, basically.
They're going to rat you out.
And by the way, I don't even think I said it on the air. I think they're responding to something I said on Twitter.
No, you said it on the air.
I said that she's a terrorist.
With one of our Sunday program.
We had so many hours together last week. I was burnt out.
There's no doubt about it. But we could very easily segue our way out of this. Chris Cuomo the other day on the Sirius Radio Network apologized, right? Why don't you just do a quick apology?
No.
Just say to our listeners, I'm sorry, or let me rethink this.
No, I'm not rethinking it. Ashley Babbitt was part of a terrorist group that invaded our Capitol. She disobeyed several direct commands from people trying to protect lawmakers who were elected by the people in this country to do a job.
But it seems
political violence has no place in America.
I know, but it seems like you're putting the elected officials on a pedestal. All during the summer of 2020, police officers warned demonstrators of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, back off, back off. They didn't shoot them. If anything, these demonstrators attacked the police. Why do you treat these elected officials in such a high regard as opposed to the people they represent?
These people were trying to stop the counting of electoral votes. They were trying to overthrow our republic.
But let's face it, they would have counted it and it would have been Joe Biden's president.
No. Let me explain something. You kill a couple of members of Congress that day, there ain't going to be any counting that night.
Right, I thought they were going to hang Pence.
They were trying. They would have if they would have gotten them.
You really think they would
have? I think they would have if they would have gotten to them. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Carol in Montauk. Carol, you're on with Chris Hahn and Curtis Sliwa.
Hi. I mean, this woman, unfortunately, it was sad. She was a QAnon proponent. She was not very stable. And I'd like to think that most Trump supporters would think what she did was wrong. She was an extremist.
You would hope.
You all watched January 6th on TV. It was terrifying that these people would want to overthrow our government and our election. When Trump got elected the first time, did the other side act that way?
No. We didn't storm the Capitol, that's for sure.
Let's face it, Carol, they were all in shock. Look at Hillary Rodham Clinton. She was in a fetal position for about two weeks.
Don't you think that these people were in shock, too, which is why they were acting so irrationally?
No, no, they truly believe that the election had been stolen.
Yeah, why did they believe that? Because Trump was saying it, because he was a whiny little... I'm not allowed to say that word.
See, this
I have two of them at home.
You're not even awaiting the findings of the January 6th commission. You've already preemptively found everybody guilty.
You don't think he's guilty?
You are trained as an Esquire, right?
I am a trained lawyer. You don't think that Donald Trump was rallying these people up? And then, by the way, I don't know that he was rallying them up in a way that he wanted them to commit violence. He was rallying them up because he wanted them to give him more money, because that's what he does. He's a scammer. The grift never ends with this guy, right? He was rallying people up thinking, okay, I'm going to bring them to a rally. I'm going to keep this grift going for a couple years. Stop the steal. I'm taking 85% of it, putting it in my pocket. 15% I put to some bad lawyers.
That, let's say if you were a congressperson,
right.
God forbid, representing some part of Long Island. Maybe the Lee Zeldin district, if he successfully becomes the governor.
Well, he can't run for governor and Congress.
Right. He's going to vacate this.
Right.
And let's say that this commission lingered and lingered and lingered and you were appointed. You would have to recuse yourself, right? Because you don't have an open mind on January 6th.
No, I don't have an open mind on January 6th. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw the rally before it. I saw the president,
that commission who have already made up their minds? Because they made public statements about it.
Look, your job as a congressperson is to represent your district. Your job is not to be a judge. Congress members are not judges. They're doing an investigation, and they're going to come up with a report, and there's a bipartisan commission there.
And you'll be satisfied with the report?
I don't know. I got to read it first.
What an extremist you are.
Well, I got to read the report.
The committee's deck is stacked, and you're still not happy.
I'm sorry. When did she become a wishy-washy liberal? I'm sorry. She's not a wishy-washy liberal. She is as right as they come. As far right as they go.
We're going to find out in the midterm elections,
well,
right?
We'll see. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. I'll take one more call on that. Let me take Fred in New Jersey. Fred.
Hey, Chris. How you doing? Let me just say this to you. I'm a former Democrat. You are a disgrace for the things you're saying. If any Republican did what that guy did and got shot, you would say, no. Let him get shot. A Democrat, it's okay. Who cares about Republicans?
I care about Republicans. I don't want anybody to get shot, but I also don't want to see people storming into the House floor and killing members of Congress. Would you be okay with that, Fred?
Chris, let me say this to you. Nobody was going to get hurt.
No. People died that day. People got hurt that day. People got hurt. People died. See, this is the thing. The right-wing media bubble that these people who are calling right now defending Ashley Babbitt, they have been trying to explain away January 6th, something we all saw with our own eyes. January 6th was an attack on our very republic, an attack from within by dubious people with bad goals.
And you don't believe there are any agent provocateurs in that crowd? People from outside of the circle of those who actually went in, who infiltrated and just stirred them up even
people more. Who on the left? No, I don't.
There's a history of America.
I believe that there were very well-organized, far-right people who were taking the call, whether it was exactly what they intended or not. People like Donald Trump. People like Roger Stone, who has appeared, you know, all over New York. He's a former New Yorker. People like Steve Bannon.
Yeah, well, Roger
people
Stone,
like Alex
former,
Jones.
Former campaign manager, believe it or not, for Al Slim Shady Sharpton.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. I mean, look, Roger Stone's gotten around.
How the hell did that happen?
But do I think that they wanted to see people commit violence? No, I think they wanted to rile people up so they continue to steal the money from them. Taking hard-earned money from people who don't have a lot of money.
Okay, so
scams.
You're
grifts.
Not suggesting that whether then President Donald Trump or Rudy or anyone else on that stage did not have the intent that they wanted that crowd to storm the Capitol and take
it. I don't want to assign intent to them. But there were some people... Clearly, there were some very well-organized people there. You saw them moving as a unit through the crowds there into the Capitol. Those people need to be found, and they need to be punished severely. And I do think that there needs to be some serious consideration.
Well, your newspaper of record, the New York Times, they have printed volume after volume of every photograph. They've circled faces of those that were inside. They basically ran a trial of their own just by the pictures that they published on a regular basis. Do you think each and every one of them should be arrested, indicted?
Anybody who was in that Capitol should be arrested, indicted, face trial, convicted, and jailed.
Well, what about they just get a disorderly conduct charge, which means it's nothing. It just gets dismissed.
Look, I think it's a case-by-case situation, but I think if you were in that Capitol, you weren't there for good reasons, and I think there needs to be a punishment for that.
What happened to...
We can't let this happen again and again and again in this country. Political violence has no place in our republic.
See? A logical liberal he is. That's not what an aggressive progressor would say. They would say, when their side does it, it's no good. When our side does it, it's part of the revolution.
It is not good no matter who does it. If this was a result of Democrats protesting after Donald Trump, I'd feel the same way. And hold me to it if it ever happens. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC.
It's the left versus the right. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest. 77 WABC. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest on New York's news and talk station, 77 WABC.
All right, Curtis, we got a lot of calls here. 1-800-848-9222.
You know, I'll do you solid.
Go ahead.
We got all these young huckleberries here who know nothing about nothing. How about if I grease one of them to go start your car? They won't know. They're
I started my car nuts. Already. I have a an automatic
start the car.
For my phone.
We'll watch for about a good 5 minutes. If nothing happens, then you go out and you drive your way back to Long Island.
Send some of these young guys out there for me.
They wouldn't know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we give them a blunt.
They're getting paid by the
they
hour.
They get to smoke a blunt in the car for 5 minutes. Don't worry about it.
I don't know what a blunt is.
Oh, my God.
I know what a blunt is. Come on. 1-800-848-9222. Let me go to Sheila in Westchester. Sheila, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I found the way that people talk about these escaped mental patients wearing Halloween costumes, who all they did was trespass. These were not the Bolsheviks, okay? They were not overthrowing the government. It was a bunch of escaped mental patients. I've been a physician for 30 years. When I hear people talk about this as if they were trying to overthrow the election, I say, where were you when they were burning down Portland? How come some people are guilty?
I was opposed. I was opposed to people burning down Portland. I was opposed to that. I spoke out against it on Fox News. You probably saw me, Sheila. And yeah, I'm against people storming our Capitol, and people did get hurt. Somebody died.
And you see,
five people died.
You have earned the infamy of the scarlet letter of Ashley Babbitt for all time.
I'll wear the A. I'll wear the Ashley.
You'll never escape this. You do realize this.
Yeah, look, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, look.
I believe it.
I try to protect you.
I believe it.
And I did everything I could. But we're talking mob mentality here.
All these people, they want to defend this woman who broke down a door to try to kill members of the House of Representatives. You want to defend that. And I'm sorry, if her name was Muhammad, they would not be calling.
But they already did.
No, they would not be calling to defend Muhammad Babbitt. They're calling to defend Ashley Babbitt, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Maybe you'll think about it on your My Pillow when you sleep.
No, I don't have a MyPillow.
How you can amend that.
I don't have that crappy pillow, trust me.
How you can amend that, you know, how you can make nice to our listeners, do a mea culpa, mea
all
culpa,
I can say
mea
to my listeners is agree to disagree. You know, here we are. This is the left versus the right. You and I can have a good conversation about things. Doesn't mean I don't like you personally.
How about AOC and her acolytes suggest restorative justice. You just sit in a room with all your naysayers here and you try to discuss it without getting physically engaged.
Hey, I'm happy to talk to them. That's why we're here. We open up the phones. I got a lot of calls on this. 1-800-848-9222. Greg in Brooklyn. Greg.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Curtis, I'm sorry about your loss. I voted for you, buddy.
Is there a statute of limitations on when people could stop talking about the stupid election that you lost?
That's quite all right. I got to be able to stand there and take it. I mean, these are legitimate statements.
Yes.
Where people voted for me. The only problem is they didn't vote for me two times, three times, or four times, and I'd have been the mayor.
It would have been six times, I think. They would have
needed. Well, you see the Dems. They could easily do that.
Stop.
When you got an R in front of your name, nah.
Stop.
One time, if only one time.
I mean, look, it happens. You put your name on the ballot. You put yourself out there. I think we all respect that. Win or lose, it's hard to do.
Well, I can't get over the fact that Gizmo Sliwa, my kitten that I tried to bring into the polling,
she's got
location,
more write-in votes than you.
Did, and you know, one of those write-in votes was from my wife Nancy.
Yeah, she
did not vote for me. She voted for the kitten Gizmo Sliwa on a write-in ballot for mayor.
Well, she didn't want to move off the Upper West Side into Gracie Mansion. It would have been too hard.
No, she's an animal rights activist. In fact, I'll have her on tonight. We'll do our animal rights sort of series of issues at 12 midnight.
You're going to be on from 9 to midnight, and then again from 1 to 5.
No, let's get it straight. Get your clock right. 9 to 1, then 1 to 5.
Oh, sorry. 9 to 1 and 1 to 5. I'm sorry. I'm a little punch drunk from all these Ashley Babbitt calls.
Oh, man.
Curtis and Chris every Sunday, 3 to 5. Curtis, always fun.
Chris, watch your back. Watch your back on the way home. Chris.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.